With your permission. Shmuel Aleph, Perek Hey. The story that we are at was in the time after Eliyahu Kohen died, when he was notified that Plishtim captured the Hechal with the Luchot inside. The Machloket among the Chachamim, what really was inside the Hechal, the Ark, that Plishtim took. Some Chachamim suggested that Am Yisrael went after they lost the first battle they lost with the Plishtim. They went back at the time the Mishkan was in Shiloh, and they took, you may say, without permission, out of desperation, the Echal, the Aaron, together with the Luchot. They had hoped that because they're taking the Echal and the Luchot inside, they're going to win the Plishtim. But it didn't happen the way they thought, and the Plishtim, not only they won the war, and they killed a lot of Jewish people, they also were able to grab and capture and kidnap the Luchot together with the Echal. This is chapter 5, sentence 1, Perek Hey, Pasuk Aleph, Ufishtim laku et Aron ha'elokim ha'biyu mi'evin ha'ezer ha'shdota. The Bible tells us that after they won the war, so they captured the Echad, they captured the Luchot, they took the Luchot and they brought it to Ashdod. They called Ufishtim, sentence 2, with the permission that Aron ha'elokim ha'biyu to Beit Dagon. They brought him to Beit Dagon. There's a city, there's a town in Israel called Beit Dagon. Dagon really is Avodah Zarah. I don't know who gave the name to that city, but Dagon, the word Dagon, is a statue. Chachamim say Dagon was a statue that was made in a way, in a shape, half the bottom part of that statue was a fish, and the upper part was a person, a mermaid. Is it in English over there?
Yeah, it says, the Philistine
eye
with the body of a fish,
a
duck,
right.
And the head and
the
hand of a human.
Right. Like a mermaid. This is called Dagon from the word duck, fish. And this was Avodah Zarah that they made. And the Plishtim took the Echal together with the Luchot inside, and they brought it and they put it next to the Avodah Zarah Dagon. The opinion of the Gemara is that they wanted to hint or to say that they won, if we may say, Chas Shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara says that they Yavo HaMenutzach V'yeh Liad HaMenutzach, the one that lost the battle should be next to the one that won the battle. And therefore they decided to put the Echal with the Luchot right next to the Avodah Zarah Dagon. And it was in Ashdod, and they brought that Echal, they put it next to it. Now you understand again, and we have to emphasize every time, not to forget the Tanakh that Tashi Knesset Golah put together, or Shmuel Nevi'i decided to write his book. It's a prophecy, it's not a history book. But the Gemara said all those chapters that we have in the Nevi'i are for us to learn something from them. It's not just a story of what did happen, of course what happened did happen, but that's not the purpose of the Tanakh. Excuse me. The Navi tells us that the Plishtim, they took the Echal with the Luchot inside and they put it next to their statue. Eskim Ashdodim Mokharat, in the morning they got up, B'nei Dagon HaFel L'Panav Arta, B'nei Aron HaShem. You see the statue is falling in front of the Luchot, in front of the Echal. They called Dagon, they took the statue, they brought him back. I don't know what the Rabbi wants to tell us, I mean we'll see at the end what it means. The same explanation is that the statue fell down, and they picked up the statue and they put it back in front of the Echal, the Luchot are inside. sentence 4, with your permission, chapter 5, sentence 4, Vayishkimu Babokir Mimokhorat, they got up in the morning early the next day. V'yeh Agon Ofen Lepanah V'Apa Lepnei Agon Hashem. The next morning, it's the same story. They get up early in the morning to see what's going on, they see the statues on the floor. Lepnei Agon Hashem in front of the Hall of Hashem, but this time the Rosh Dagon, his head, and the two palms of his hands of the statue, krutot el hamiftan, that means al hamiftan, they were cut on the saddle. Rak dagon ishar alav, only the part that was in the shape of a fish was still standing. The rest that was made in the shape of a person, that part was cut off. Because they found those pieces cut from the center of the entrance to that place where the statue was, because they found those pieces cut, used to skip that entrance. They didn't step on the entrance. Until today, until the time Shulnagin wrote the book, that is, even after Shikha Sangdalam, when they put together, also maybe they did not step on the entrance because as a respect to their statue, their statue lost his hands and his head, so therefore the priests and all the visitors, they used to come to that place, they did not step on that entrance to remember that thing, that statue was broken or fell apart. Sentence 6, Vatifadjet Hashem El Ashdodim. They didn't do anything, I mean the statue was destroyed before Mitzvah. So Kadosh Baruch Hu decided to punish the Ashdodim, those people that live in Ashdod, Vayeshimim. It made them deserted. Yachotam Bakhurim, if you say Bakhurim, it says Ba'apolim, you don't read Ba'apolim, you say Bakhurim, it's like in the Torah, in Parashat Kitavo. But Hashem who punished them, and they got sick, they all got hemorrhoids. It was Ashdod Gulea, whoever lived in the city of Ashdod and in the neighborhood. By one, Shashdod Kichet, the people of Ashdod saw what happened. Amru lo yishev achon elokei Yisrael imanu, ki kashtay adu alenu, so we don't want this ark among us. It's too tough for us. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu is punishing us. And also by the God Eloheinu and our statue. So we don't want it. So we suffer so much, we decided it's not for us. Ishlohu, the same. And Yasfu it calls us Nefishtim Alem. They called up all the Hamas leaders. Emru Mana Sel Aron Elokei Yisrael. What are we going to do to that echar, to that ark that belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Vayemru Gat Yisrael Aron Elokei Yisrael, let's ship it to Gat, another city, what we call today Kriyat Gat. Vayemru Gat Yisrael Aron Elokei Yisrael, the sign that meeting Ashdod had enough, now let's try another city. ויעשבו את ארון אלוקי ישראל, ויעשבו, ויאמרו גת יסוף ארון אלוקי ישראל, ויעשבו את ארון אלוקי ישראל, they took the echal and they shipped it to the next city גת. ויחרי יעשבו אותו, right just after that ship, they shipped the ark, ותהי יד השם בעיר, ומה גדולה עד מאוד, הקדוש ברוך הוא brought thunders, and they died. Also, ויח את אנשי העיר מקטון הגדול, the old suffers, ויסתרו להם הפולים, also the suffers from the same sickness that the Ashdodim suffer. ויסתרו means, חכמים say, ויסתרו means they had also inside the system, inside the stomach also bleeding and all kind of sicknesses. ישלחו את ארון האלוקים מקרון, and the people of God decided it's not for them either. They decided to ship it away to the next city. Next city is called Ekron. And if you want to Ekron, this was without a meeting of the committee. They just shipped the Echad And the Chalgat over there, Vayib Mevo Aaron Elokim Mikrom, Vayib Zuchu El Kolim Lemor, the people of the Kron started to scream, Vesebo Alay Etel Aaron Elokim Etel Aim Etel Ibet Ami. They decided just to destroy me. Look what happened already to Ashdod and Gath. Now we are going to suffer the same way, and they want to destroy us. So they called up a meeting. Mishlachoy Yasfu Et Kol Tarnei Bishtim Ayimru Shalchu Et Aaron Elokim Yisrael. Yashov Yomkomo. They decided in the meeting that they can't handle it. They want to ship it back. In the beginning, they were so proud of themselves that they brought it next to the Avodah Zarah, the prison of Avodah Zarah. But after they saw what did happen, they decided, we don't want it, we can't handle it, and we don't want to suffer from it, let's send it back. We have to meet the people, otherwise we're going to die and our nation will die. Ki atam mu'mat tamim b'chol ha'id, sabdan mod, yad elokim shav. It's the Kadosh Baruch Hu brought big thunders, a lot of people died, and Hashim Hashem Lometu, Rebbe did not, Hukub Ha'apolim, Bathorim used to say, Rebbe did not, I suffered from hemorrhoids so much, but Tara Shamat Ha'ir HaShamayim, the screamed so much, that all the way up to the sky, the screaming went up. But they decided, that's what he tells us, that those people decided first to take their Khan, and eventually, the all decided they don't want it, they can't handle it, and they understood that if they'll keep it, they'll get destroyed. The chapter 6, sentence 1, Vayahon Hashem Bizdei Pishtim Shiva Chodashim. Aaron was 7 months of it. Just maybe information, I don't know what it means, information. The Rabbi wants to teach us that the Echal was in exile, was not in the hands of Am Yisrael for 7 months. ויקראו פלישתים לכהנים ולקוסמים לאמור, מה נעשה לארון השם? They understood it just cannot ship it back UPS. They understood it's a very holy thing and they might not get rid of the curse and the punishment. So they called up to the priests and all the magicians to find out what we need to do to the Tehal in order on the UNU, Bamenish Achenelem Komo, how do we send it back? Just not like to say to send it there without anything, we have to ship it with something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be happy. And more, the magicians and the priests said, don't even try to send it empty. You have to pay back. Or you have to confess or like to sacrifice something in order to show a regret what you did. אז then if you do such a thing, תרפות, and then you're going to be healed, ונודע לכם למה לא תעשו עם איזה מכם. Then you'll find out why Hashem did not want to leave you alone. So if you're not going to do it, you're going to suffer forever. So listen to us. אמרו מה השם אשר נשיב לו. So the פלישתים asked those magicians, those priests, what should we do? אמרו מספר סנית מפלישתים חמישה. And the committee of the Hamas are 5 people. So when Ruz Mitzvah Zahim Bishtim Chamisha, Tchorei Zahav, we should make like a sheep of hemorrhoids, 5 from gold, the Chamisha Achbarei Zahav, we should make 5 rats made from gold. The Magifah Achad Likulam Lesam Nechem, it was like an epidemic for you and to the officers. Asitem, that's what you should do. Salmeh, you should make those kind of forms what you suffered from and rats as well from gold. But the Gemara said the rats used to run around them and bite them. Ameshchetim et haaretz, they destroy the earth, and atem elokei al kavod, you should give respect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then you ship it back together with the Echal, ulai, maybe, yakel et yadom alechem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will weaken maybe his hand from you, ומעל אלוהיכם ומעל עבדיכם, from your God and from your land, ולמה תכבדו את עד לבבכם כאשר כיבדו מצרים ופרעה את לבם? Why are you making your heart so tough the way פרעה מצרים did? הלא כאשר יתעלל בהם בישלחום הילכו. Remember what הקדוש ברוך הוא did to them at the end, they shipped them out. You better do it right away because you might end up punished like Pharaoh and his nation. We are tired now. That's what you should do. You should get a new carriage. a new wagon ושתי פרות עלות, שתי two cows. עלות, it means the one that nurse. אשר עלה עליהם עול, and nobody used them yet, they did not have any yoke on top of them. ועצתם את הפרות בעגלה. You should tie them, you should put them tied into the wagon. והשבותם בניהם אחריהם הביתה. But keep the children, the calves, back to them in the house. What it means is that you're going to take two cows. Those two cows just gave birth, if you may say, to little calves. And of course the cow is very attached to the calf. You take the two cows and you tie them to the wagon. In the same time, you keep the calf back at home, and then ulkachtem et aron Hashem. Then you should take the ark, the echad, and the same as el agalah is on the wagon. Take this ark, put it on the wagon. The clay azav, and also those dishes, the gold dishes that I just told you to make. Asher ashevotem lo Hashem, the one you pay back as a payment. You should put it in the box, right next to the echad. Then you stand by itself, the echad on the wagon. Nobody should leave the cows. Just put the ark on the wagon. And when you put the ark on the wagon, The cows are going to take it, and he's going to go with no direction and no person to lead the cows. Just let the cows start walking. Set the sun. Only them. You should see what's going on. If you see that wagon is going towards the Shemesh, who it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he is the one, Nasan Tzara Gdola Azot. You can see the wagon is going to go by itself, and the direction is back to Eretz Israel. It's going to go towards the city of Beit Shemesh, and then you'll know for sure that all the trouble that you went through is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's some hesitations maybe they had. Maybe it's not from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's just epidemic, even though that the story shows for sure that this was the punishment from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's what the magicians and the priests said. If you see the wagon goes without a person to lead the wagon straight to Beit Shemesh, then you know for sure that Gezerah, that punishment was from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Im lo, but if the wagon will not go back to Eretz Yisrael, just the cow will start going, or they won't go because they have a calf at home, Yadanu ki lo yadanu agabanu mikre hu haya lanu. Then if it's not going to happen, it means it's not from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means it happened to me that it's some epidemic, some kind of sickness that went through, but it's not even from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's the test, and if you do it, then you know for sure what caused that sickness and that epidemic that so many people died and were hit by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, so Anashim Ken. Suddenly, my Kush Teparot Alot, they took two cows that nursed by Yasum Ba'agala, they tied them to the wagon, with name Kalu Babayit, and they took the calf and they tied them in the house. It means this is going to be a test. If the cows are going to go leaving back at home the little calf, it means that's the first sign that it is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So first they tied the two cows, then they took the ark, the echal with the luchot, and put it on the wagon. ואת הארגז, the box, את החבריה, זה ואת תלמי הצחורים, they put also inside the box the presents that descending, the shipping to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, those mice, rats, made from gold, and also sheep of the hemorrhoids that they suffered, made from gold, and they're shipping it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a present. 10:12, וישרנו הפרות בדרך. So the Gemara said, the cow started to sing. מחלוקת הגמרא, what did it start to sing? איזה מזמור צדיק ח' בתהילים, מזמור צדיק ט' בתהילים, מזמור צדיק ו' בתהילים, שירו לשם שיר חדש. They can't start to sing. And people heard it, the cows are singing. The cows are singing, בדרך על דרך בית שמש במסילה, אחת הלכו הלוך וגאו ולאותו רבין שמאל. The cows pull the wagon, they go straight. They don't move to the right or the left, they go straight, singing. שני פשטים הולכים אחריהם, עזרו בית שמש, the officers of the Hamas walking behind them until בית שמש. This was a sign that everything was from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy when we say to go back to Eretz Yisrael. V'agala ba'a al-Zeh Yehoshua bet ha-Shimshi, the wagon arrived to a person, his name was Yehoshua, that he lived in Beit Shemesh, but Amot Shem Yisharim Yisrael, the wagon stopped by itself, next to a big rock, v'ibaku et ha-Zeh Agala. So the people over there, the Shemesh took and the cut, the chop, the wood from the wagon, and they made it as a piece of wood to make a fire. Then they took the two cows and they slaughtered the cows. The simple explanation, they slaughtered the cows to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they brought it as a sacrifice to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then the Levim hurilu et Aron Hashem, then the Levim came and they took off the Echal, the Aron HaKodesh, Beit HaGad Asher Eto, and also the box that was next to it, Asher Bo Kli Zahav, Vesimu Elevim Gdolal, means they took it off from the wagon. They took it off before they broke it. The Navi says now they took it off, they put it on the rock, V'anshi V'shemesh Elu Olos V'zbachut Zachim B'yomo. And the people of Beit Shemesh, when they saw that the wagon came back and they saw that the cows were singing, they sacrificed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Chamisha Tanei Plishtim said that 16, the five officers from the five towns, Ra'u, they saw the whole scenery, Vayashu Ekron, they went back to Ekron. Beret Chorei Azaham, those are in the shape of the hemorrhoids, made from gold, Asher Eshivu Plishtim, Hashem Lashem, then those are the ones that Plishtim gave back. L'Ashdod Echad, L'Aza Echad, L'Ashkelon Echad, L'Gat Echad, L'Ekron Echad, those are the five cities that belong to the Palestines. They had to bring that sacrifice to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in order for the wagon to leave them. V'Achmarei Azahav, I don't know. Other is for sure the same. And you hear what the history of other. The Achvarei Azahav means, that's what I said in the beginning, that you have to understand that that's not what I plan to learn in this chapter today. But the Navi that writes that story is not just to tell us what did happen in the past. Achvarei Azahav mispar kol arei plishtim sentesitin, the made mice or rats from gold also. B'chamesh tasonim yim mitzar at kofer ha-prazi also. So Chofer Chaim said it's not just five, they made a lot of rats made from gold as a present to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ba'ad Avel HaGdola Asher Nilchola Et Aron Hashem Adar Yemazim Bizvi Yeshev Et Hashemshi. So they put the rats over there, the mice, they put over there on this big rock to show that the Plishtim gave back the Echad, the Aron. Take on the tragedy by Yachman Shem Et Shemesh Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Aaron, all of a sudden sends some punishment, punish the people of Beit Shemesh. Ki ra'u ba'aron Hashem, they looked at the Echal, v'yach ba'am 70 ish, 50 elef ish. So machlok in the Gemara, what does it mean? If it's 50,000 or that those 50,000 are comparable to 70, or 70 means 70 Chachamim plus 50,000 regular people, or it means just 70 people, that those 70 are equal to 50,000, excuse me, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu was upset. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the people of Beit Shemesh, they stared at the Hechal. They should not have looked, that's a simple explanation. ויתבלו העם כי יקר השם בעם הכגדולה. The nation was very upset. The mourn for that loss of those people. So from one hand, הקדוש ברוך הוא punishes those Palestinians. On the other hand, as much as 50,000 maybe died because הקדוש ברוך הוא is upset at עם ישראל that they kept looking at their heart. The rest of the nation, they should not have looked. What is the, I don't know, what was the sin? Look at among the Chachamim, what really was the bad thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so upset. Some Chachamim said that there were, that even though the Echal came, they did not leave their job. They were outside harvesting the field, and they did not stop completely what they were doing. So they were bound down to the Echal while they were harvesting and cutting the wheat. They did not give enough respect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then the Navi just wants to tell you how bad they were, maybe. I don't know what it means really. But that's a simple explanation. So Rabbi said, no, it means that they should not have looked and stirred in the Echal. You're not allowed to stir it. It says in the Torah, Kevalayla Kodesh Vametu, the Torah tells us that the Levim had to come, the Kohanim, the Levim had to come, meaning the Levim in the desert, had to come and cover the Aaron and the Mizbeach before everybody else was able to see, not allowed to look at those holy things. And the job of the Levim was to cover those dishes before they used to put them and carry them in the desert. And here comes the Echal, so you should have blinked in the Echal, but not to stare at it. You're not allowed to stare at the holy dishes from Beit HaMikdash, from the Mishkan. I mean, they like to offer, that's the explanation. The explanation is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was upset, how come you were staring and looking at the Echal, even though that this was a big thing, that the Echal is coming back from the Pishtim, you should not have looked and stared at it. But to stare at it, to stare at it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very upset. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroy, let me see, maybe 50,000 people. So, Am Yisrael was upset and mourned about this. When one Shabbat Shemesh Miuchad Mishnei Hashem Elohim HaKadosh Hu, they said, we cannot handle this either. Then, Mi Aleh Me'aleinu. They said, somebody should take care of it. We cannot handle it. We don't want this Echal in our city. וישלחו מלאכים לשבי קריית יערים, סנט 21, they sent some messengers to the city of קריית יערים, ומורה השיבו פשטים את ארון השם. The פשטים gave back the Echal, ודוב עלו אותו אליכם, go, come over here, take it. This is what he means, take it. Why do you want to ship it? I mean, if that thing is so holy that you cannot handle it, how do you know the people over there might handle it? So chapter 7, when you permission sent to Svar Vayavo, excuse me, Anshe Kirat Yerim Vayalu Et Aron Hashem, Yavi Oto El Bet Na Abinadav Bagiva. Vet El Azav, No Kishu Lishmo Et Aron Hashem. So they decided to bring it to the house of Abinadav. They said, prepare yourself to have the Echal in new territory, in new property. ויהי יום שבת ארון בקרית יערים ויבוא הימים ויהיו 20 שנה וינוהו כל ישראל אחרי השם. So now the Am Yisrael is going back towards the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Those 20 years the Aron was in Kiryat Yarim. There was no Mishkan, and just the Echal was there by itself. Emeshu Yaakov Bet Yisrael Lemor, Shmuel came by after 20 years. He didn't hear about Shmuel, nothing. For 20 years, he's hiding. And then after 20 years, that Shmuel was in those 20 years going from city to city, from town to town, convincing people to believe in Hashem. אם שמואל קורא את ישראל לאמור, אם בכל בבכם אתם שומעים על השם, if you really going back to Hashem, אסירו את אלוהי הנחם בתוככם ההשטרות, take away all the statues that you have in your territories, אכינו לבבכם אל השם, prepare your heart to Hashem, ועבדו לבדו, worship Hashem by himself. ויעצר את חינת פלישתים, he's going to save from פלישתים. ויסירו בני ישראל את הבעלים את ההשטרות ויעבדו את השם לבדו, they listen to שמואל, that read of the Avodah Zarah, the statues, the worship of the worship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. אם שמואל קיבצו אלה את כל ישראל המצפתה והתפלל בעצכם אל השם. Yeah, this is a story. It's not going to hear what Ari says, but this is a story, really a story. It was after 20 years that Shmuel was walking from city to city and the Har was not in its place. Now Shmuel comes back and he said, listen, if that's the case, if you're worshipping HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have nothing to worry about the Pishtim. Just I'm going to show you a trick, we get rid of all the Palestinians. They all came to a city called Mitzpah and they drew water. They're drawing water, spilling water, it's called Mimuna maybe, I don't know what it means. Since when you do such a thing that you want to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you draw water and you spill water. They also fasted that day. We sin. Shmuel like judged them, like he told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're all ready, they're all regretting what they did. But in the meantime, they just came to pray. There's no draft or a sign of a war. They just, in in-meeting Shmuel and Am Yisrael, and then Shmuel is collecting all Am Yisrael to the city of Mitzpah, and he said, I'm going to pray for you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they all came, and the fasting that for water, there is no sign of any ammunition or any sword or sign of a war. Veshmu Pishtim kitkaptu bin Yisrael ha-Mitzpatah, the Pishtim heard that Am-Yisrael are there gathering in the city of Mitzpah, ve'elusan Pishtim in Yisrael, they're coming. The Hamas is coming. Veshmu bin Yisrael ha-Yisrael ha-Yisrael ha-Pishtim, Am-Yisrael is afraid of them. It says, well, what is it? Why are they coming now? Shmu just told us that he's going to take care of it. In the meantime, they're attacking us. The one is saying, Shmuel, אל תחרר שמינו מזוגן השם, אלוקינו משנים יד ושתים. Please, don't be quiet now. Don't stop it and stop screaming to Hashem. He should save us. וכך שמואל תלך עליו אחד, so Shmuel is taking a little goat, a lamb maybe, ויעלה עולה כליל השם. The sacrifice is like a little sheep. ויזעק שמואל אל השם עד ישראל ויהיה נראה השם. הסכים אותו הקדוש ברוך הוא, הרי הקדוש ברוך הוא did accept his prayer. ויהי שמואל מעלה העולה, while he was sacrificing and cutting the sheep, ושים שום חיים עם ישראל, they're attacking. עם ישראל is not even ready to fight, there's no fight, there's nothing, they're just standing over there praying to Hashem. Innocent people, here comes the suicide bomber. וירם השם מכל גדול בים הוא על פלישתים ואיומים וינקפו פני ישראל. הקדוש ברוך הוא decided that he is going to take care of it with no ammunition. He himself brought back a big noise like thunder, and they got so scared and decided to run away. ויצאו אנשי ישראל מן המצפה, ישראל started to go out from the city of מצפה ונפל פלישתים ויקום על מתחת לבית צהר, they hit them until underneath the city בית צהר. ויקח שמואל אבן אחת, he took a rock, ואז זה נראה מצפה אבן השם, נקרא את שמע אבן העזר. He took a rock, he says that city is called אבן העזר, ויאמר עדנה עזרונו אדוני. הקדימה קוראת את התמציל here, this is where the Philistines, the Palestinians ran away. They can not be seen, they're swore to go to Israel. The Philistines They just ran, they got very scared. They never came back in the borders of Israel. But he had a Shimba Pishtim Kuli Mishmuel. For the rest of the years of Shmuel Navi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand was in the Plishtim, and they didn't have to fight them, they didn't have to worry about them. But Ashot Ne'arim, not only that, in the meantime, they took back all the cities that Shalakhu Pishtim at Israel. May Israel, they came back to Am Israel. May Ikron that God, and Gulan, and see Israel, and the Pishtim, they took back God and Ikron. Yisrael and Israel and Amri was the peace between the East, the other nations, and Am Israel, as long as the Pishtim were on the downside. וישבות שמואל את ישראל כל ימי חייו, שמואל judged them Israel all his life, והלך מדי שלום ושלום וסבל בתל וגמצא ומצפה. He came around, he convinced the people to do תשובה, not worship of the Zara, ושבת ישראל בכל המקומות האלה. He also judged them Israel in all those places, ותשובתו רמתה all the time he used to come, and he came back to the city called Ramah, כי שם ביתו. This is the Gemara, not only he came back to the city Ramah, but also every place he went, this was his house. This is the Gemara, that Shmuel never had a house. That Shmuel constantly were moving around, and every place he went, he had his bag along, and he has all his things inside his bag, never went back to his house. Every time he went, this was his house. Kisham Beto, says every place he went was his house along with him. At the end also, he came back to the city of Ramah, also because this was, we may say, the start point. But let me tell you that this was the concept of Shmuel, that he had no house, constantly walking around, and from Ramah, this was the start point, Sham Shafat Israel, from there he started to judge in Israel, and Shemzah Hashem, he also built an altar like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Midrash says that the reason why the Echal, the Ark, was captured for 7 months is because to blame Abraham Avinu that gave 7 sheep to Abimelech Melech Pishti. And it says not only he gave it to them, he made a treaty with them. It says Melech Pishtim, the king of Pishtim, came to Abraham Avinu and says, make a treaty with me, swear to me that you're not going to harm me. And Abraham made a treaty, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Abraham Avinu, who are you to make a treaty with this murderer, with this person that, if you remember the parasha before, that he kidnapped Sarah, and Abraham Avinu blamed him for acting not in the right behavior by kidnapping Sarah. It says, "Any rat no kimba makom aze." It says, "Who are you to make a treaty with this animal?" If someone is not believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and very unpure person, you should not have done any treaty with him. This is Gemara, that this is why that story over here, and then Rabbi Shmuel to tell you, Shmuel and he wrote it, that the Echal was 7 months in exile by the hands of the Plishtim, is because of Avinu made a treaty with the Plishtim. That treaty with the Plishtim started because, if you remember, Rabbi Melech came and he told Abraham Avinu at the time of the treaty also about the water. It says, Abraham Avinu said somebody was stealing water. Abraham Avinu said, no, I don't know about it. Who stole water? And Abraham Avinu had sheep over there, and he gave him sheep to prove to Abimelech that the wares really belong to Abraham. The Pishtim really was the way the Torah described. The Pishtim are very unpure people, all of them are Mamzerim. The Gemara said Mamzer has no respect for no one. The Gemara tells us a story that somebody died and they left children, and one of the children was a Mamzer. And when the father died, they did not know who is the Mamzer, the father, the mother, somebody was hinted that one of the children is not a real child. So Rabbi Yochanan said to them, why don't you take a stick and go to the father's grave and bang on the grave? So it was the real child did not go to the grave. He said, how can I bang on my father's grave with a stick? The Mamzer did. So when one of the children went to the grave and banged on the grave with a stick, Rabbi Chanan said, that guy is a mamzer. Mamzer has no feeling, no respect, only chutzpah. Says the only pishtim, the Gemara says, the Torah says, pishtim kaptorim, the all mamzerim. All were born eventually in Mosham. The all mamzerim, they have no respect, they don't care about anything. It says the mistake of Abraham Avinu that he made a treaty with this pishtim. That caused for the Echal to be captured by the pishtim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to show you the trick over here. It says, don't think that this is just a trick that they're taking. It is not what they think. It says they're going to put the Echal next to the statue, Dagon. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to punish Dagon. This was something that Abraham Avinu used to do all his life, five Avodah Zarah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to punish Dagon. This, if you remember this, the story of Abraham Avinu himself broke all the statues as well. And that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to prove to Am Yisrael, the first of all, Shmuel is going to be that leader, somebody comparable to Abraham Avinu. He's going to take control and he's going to try to fix what Abraham Avinu by mistake damaged when he made a treaty with the Palestinians with the Pishtim. So that means that this is really what's going on, that the Pishtim are going to take their heart, but not because they have the power of their heart. This is just to show you what really is going to be the result and the end of that story. In the meantime, you can take the Echal for 7 months, and the reason why you can take the Echal is because the Rabbeinu had, if we may say, lack of respect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that made this treaty with this Avimelech that was a Plishtim. And so 7 months, the Echal is going to be there, but you're going to suffer very much. Because it's not that you won the war, it's just because of the default, if you may say, of Abraham Avinu's behavior by doing the treaty with you. At the end, you're gonna do something that is really not understandable, that you're going to have to buy presents to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At any time, the Navi says, this is what happened. They took two cows, and they tied up the cows to the wagon, and the cows are going to sing. The cows are going to sing, Shivu Hashem Shir Chadash, Hashem Malach, Yegizu Amin. The cows themselves are going to sing. It says the cows are going to sing, the cows resemble. It says, Bari, this is something comparable to the seven sheep that Abraham Avinu gave Abimelech. It says, look what's going to be. It's going because of the respect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the cows are going to sing. The cows are going to sing, I mean, this is going to be a test. It says you tie up the cats at home and the cows are going to lead the wagon by itself to the Shemesh to show you what means respect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here comes the wagon to the Shemesh, says Dari, and the people of the Shemesh, the Jews in the Shemesh, they have no respect again for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So they're harvesting while they bow down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or they're staring at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you have no respect, you understand, the whole idea over here is that you should have respect for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, no respect. He says, no, we don't want this. We don't want this. Let me tell you, okay, we're going to take it to a place. It's called Bet Yarim. This guy, Aminadab. It says, he is very holy, he is very pure, Aminadab. He's going to take care of it. The only staying there for 20 years. In the meantime, Shmuel is going around and tell everybody, don't do Avodah Zarah, something very similar to Abraham Avinu. Go around. He says, okay, you're all ready? So let me show you something. He said, that Plishtim, that you suffer from them so much, five things to finish with them. I says, what do you do? He says, come bring me some water. I says, spill some water on the floor here. He says, what's spilling water? It says, because after the well, that Abraham Avinu had an argument with Plishtim, with Abimelech, he tells him why he took the water, and Abimelech is arguing with him, and Abraham Avinu is giving him seven sheep, he's trying to prove, he says, he doesn't prove anything. I says, Hashem is going to be with you. I'm going to show you what's going to be. He says, you come over here, you do Teshuvah, you fast. He says, you fast and you do Teshuvah. See, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do the war for you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to scare them, and there's going to be the end of the Plishtim. All the days of Shmuel HaNavi, there's no problem with Plishtim. Not only that, he says, the other nations made treaty with Am Yisrael, made peace with Am Yisrael, they all fought. And the Plishtim was just buried underneath the regime of Am Yisrael as long as Shmuel HaNavi was alive. Just to tell you what it means, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is together with us, something that he expected from Abraham Avinu. The Shmuel fixed it. It is like Abraham Avinu was walking, the Rambam says, from city to city, from town to town, and convincing people to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Roshim of the Zohar. The Shmuel Navi, the Navi ends, Shmuel himself writes about himself that this all his life he had no house. Constantly, that's what he needs. He was convincing people not to know about the Zohar. In the same time, the Navi tells you that you should know all the problems that we had with Plishtim was the lack of belief of Abraham Avinu, that Shmuel HaNavi was fixing it. It says this is how far it goes. It says something that was never heard before. So Chachamim said that even after they slaughtered those two cows, they didn't slaughter them completely. Maybe some Chachamim tried to give an explanation that those cows lived for 400 years and they brought it to Beit HaMikdash. But the bottom line is that the cows were singing. This is the Kadosh Baruch Hu made the cows singing. It says they were saying actually Tehillim. Actually Tehillim, that those Tehillim really were already said by Moshe Rabbeinu. Just to prove to us what it means belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when those magicians told the Plishtim, that's how you give back, HaKadosh Baruch Hu opened up the cow's mouth to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The only way, David says, is to overcome the Plishtim, to overcome the enemies, is with the Emunah that we have in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But our Emunah is the power to destroy that kind of the Plishtim. And the reason, David says, that those Plishtim always winning, because the Gemara said it's the power of the Kohot HaTumah of the Mamzer, that all the Plishtim are Mamzerim. It says, now we have to fight the Mamzerim. So that's what Shmuel HaNavi tried to explain to Am Israel. If you pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you regret what you did, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you the power to kill all the Hamas Yisrael.
What to do?